7 years ago, I started the Black Lives Matter Global Network with my sisters Patrice Cullors and Opal Tometi. BLM went from a hashtag to a series of pages on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter to a global network. The movement has generated the highest number of protests since the last major period of civil rights. When I started writing this book, that's what I thought it would be about. The story of Black Lives Matter, its origin, and most profound lessons. The funny thing is, when I sat down to write, that's not what came out. The first paragraphs were about my mother and how she trained my eyes to see the world. The opening words turned into a story about my own personal journey, words about lessons I've learned from more than 20 years of organizing and building movements, words that I know I wanted and needed to read when I started doing this work so many years ago. Words that, honestly, I need right now. It's my deepest wish that the words that follow are the ones you need to hear right now, too. Even though I'd been an organizer for more than 10 years when Black Lives Matter began, it was the first time I'd been part of something that garnered so much attention. Being catapulted from a local organizer who worked in national coalitions to the international spotlight was unexpected. The OGs in my life would probably say that Black Lives Matter grew me up, but that's not quite true. My experience with BLM toughened my skin and softened my heart. It confirmed things I knew but couldn't express, clarified and sharpened my values, and taught me how to recommit to work that broke my heart every day. BLM accelerated my education in movement building, but it was the decade of organizing prior to Black Lives Matter that grew me up. My parents used to run an antiques business, so I grew up learning about history through people and the objects they made. For instance, my favorite type of porcelain is a type of Satsuma ware, which has a unique glaze that makes the surface appear to be broken into millions of small pieces. The intention behind the glaze is to make the colors appear deeper and more vibrant, but it also makes the porcelain look old, a trait that implies elegance and aristocracy. As a kid, I found Satsuma porcelain beautiful because it looked like broken pieces that had fused together to make something new. I like to imagine what other lives those shards of pottery might have had if they had been put back together as something else, or what future lives awaited them. A jewelry box? A tea kettle? A dish? What might they become next? This book is the story of an organizer who comes apart and is put back together many, many times. The words contained within it, the stories that they form, are intended to add richness and depth to that larger story. It is not the story of Black Lives Matter, but it is a story that includes it, that attempts to make sense of not only where it came from, but also the possibilities that it and movements like it hold for our collective future. More than that, this book is meant to offer listeners the lessons I've learned along the way, the things I'm still learning, and what my learning may contribute in a time of profound catastrophe and limitless possibility. A time when we desperately need waves of vibrant, effective, and disruptive movements to flow all across America. I've been asked many times over the years what an ordinary person can do to build a movement from a hashtag. Though I know the question generally comes from an earnest place, I still cringe every time I am asked it. You cannot start a movement from a hashtag. Hashtags do not start movements, people do. Movements do not have official moments when they start and end, and there is never just one person who initiates them. Movements are much more like waves than they are like light switches. Waves ebb and flow, but they are perpetual. Their starting point unknown, their ending point undetermined, their direction dependent upon the conditions that surround them and the barriers that obstruct them. We inherit movements. We recommit to them over and over again, even when they break our hearts, because they are essential to our survival.